How many have you forgiven today? Chapter 19, Part 2. Back at the shop, Anand can hear work being done in the kitchen. So he walks up to his room and gets dressed in the suit that he wore when Pinky took him out to meet Maud. Once he's all clean and looking presentable, Anand walks down the stairs and to the kitchen door. Then he knocked on it a few times.
Is everything ready?
Anand looks over at a clock to see that he's just on time.
Perfect timing,
Lyra says.
Come in.
Anand walks into the kitchen and pauses slightly at the scene before him. The lights are off, candles placed around to give a soft glow to the room, a singular circular table with three chairs, two sitting side by side, and one on the other side. Anand's eyes drift over to Bon Bon and Lyra as they stand beside the table. The both of them in dresses. Lyra has a huge smile on her face, but Bon Bon doesn't look happy. Red flags are going off in Anand's head. Something is going on here and he doesn't like it.
I have to say, I wasn't expecting this when you invited me to a party,
Anand says, breaking the silence.
Well, it's a small party between adults,
Lyra says, giggling slightly.
No need for streamers or balloons.
I guess that makes sense.
Anand still doesn't feel comfortable. The fact that Bon Bon is emotionally blank is alarming in its own way.
Please, take a seat.
Lyra quickly pulls out the single chair.
Thank you,
Anand says as he walks over and takes his seat. Lyra and Bon Bon sit across from him. Anand takes notice that Bon Bon is avoiding eye contact, and Lyra has her sights glued onto him. This entire situation stinks, and is not doing his paranoia any good. They brought him here for some specific reason, and it has nothing to do with this party. Just playing the waiting game isn't an option for him right now. He needs to know what's happening. For all he knows, it could just be his imagination.
I'll be the first to say that something isn't right here.
Anand looks between the two.
I am open to having a party between the three of us, but something is unsettling me, so what's all this about?
Anand watches as Lyra elbows Bon Bon. She looks over at Lyra and shakes her head. The two of them leaned close as they whisper to one another. The thing is that Anand can hear them as clear as day.
I can't do this, Lyra. Let's call this off while we're still ahead. What? He's already sitting here. We talked about this.
Bon Bon looks down at the floor again. Anand can feel his frustration in this situation. It's not just his paranoia. Something is going on. He clears his throat loudly to grab both of their attentions.
The only reason I am calm as I am is because we know each other so well. However, my patience is starting to fade quickly.
Lyra chuckles nervously as Bon Bon looks to the floor once again.
Well, we were going to ask you this after dinner, but I guess now is a good time too.
Lyra clears her throat as she looks Anand in the eyes.
Anand, would you like to be our stallion?
Your stallion?
Anand asks, confused by what she means.
It means we want to make a herd with you.
Bon Bon comes in.
A herd? Why does that sound so familiar?
Anand can feel his mind drift back to horses from Earth. They had herds, but that can't possibly be what they're asking him, right?
Let me see if I got this right. Are you two asking me to be your boyfriend?
Lyra nods happily.
Basically,
Lyra says.
Though we call it cult friend.
There's a moment of silence where no one says a single thing. Anand is just sitting there looking at them as they look back. However, what happens next isn't what either of them were expecting. Anand is starting to laugh. At first it was a few chuckles, but then it turned into full-blown laughter. Bon Bon has a bad feeling about this. It's not like he's laughing from joy, but laughing in pain.
I can't believe this.
he whispers to himself as he gets out of his seat and walks towards the kitchen door. Lyra tries to reach out to stop him, but he swipes her hoof away.
Don't touch me!
Bon Bon can only sit there and look at the back of Anon as he breathes heavily. She can see he's trembling slightly, as if he can't handle the emotions inside of him. However, all of that disappears as he straightens up and turns back to face the two. His face is blank, not a single emotion in his eyes.
I knew something like this would happen sooner or later. I told you two how I felt, and I thought you'd respect that, but I was wrong. Not that I blame you. I see now there's a problem here that only I can fix.
Bon Bon notices as he bites his lip slightly.
I don't want to see either of you again.
Hearing those words come from his mouth in such a dead tone is enough to shock both Lyra and Bon Bon. They didn't even notice as Anon quickly leaves the shop heading towards the castle. Celestia lets out a large yawn as she collapses onto her bed, exhausted. Her day has been rough. First Cadence, then Twilight. She tried her best to get her student to open up about her problems, but she remained silent on the matter. Not to mention, Celestia feels lonely without Anon here. She lets out a sad sigh as she throws her blanket on her, turning off all the lights and tries to fall asleep. Yet she feels something keeping her from resting. She hears the door to her room open, and she sits up, looking over to see who it could be. The light from the hall obscures his face, but Celestia knows only one creature to stand as he does.
Anon, I thought you were at work.
She asks. Anon doesn't say anything as he walks over to her bedside.
Tia, I'm going to ask a favor.
Celestia immediately can feel the tension in the room. Something happened to Anon.
Anything.
Anon stays silent for a moment. She still can't see past the shadows covering his face, but she knows he's thinking hard about something.
Lay down.
Celestia raises a brow as she lays down facing him.
Turn around.
Celestia does as he says, but is confused as to why he's asking her to do this.
Is there a reason you want me to...
Celestia freezes as she feels Anon hold her in a strong embrace from behind.
Just stay like this. Please.
She wants nothing more than to face him and understand what has him so down. But this is what he wants for now. She can only feel relieved by the fact that he has come to her for comfort. So until daybreak, her questions will have to wait.
Okay.
Celestia whispers as she closes her eyes. Anon is holding Celestia tightly as he grits his teeth together. It was bound to happen sooner or later. It didn't end the way Anon would have wanted, but this is for the best. If he's the problem, then the only way to fix it is to move on. He closes his eyes and tries his best to bury his memory away for the night. Nightmare Moon's eyes open as she scans the void. Something isn't right. She stands up and looks around a bit more before she understands what she's feeling. Ever since that naive Mare Luna discovered her feelings for that human, Nightmare has been flooded with many different emotions and various thoughts. It's been annoying, to say the least, but that isn't the reason she's awake. No. Something outside of her room is causing a disturbance, one that Luna cannot sense. Nightmare summons her door that links to Luna's dream room. She opens it and sticks her head inside. Her head enters into the hallway and she looks around. Nothing but doors to the left. But as she looks over to the right, she notices a black fog covering a nearby door. It seems that some pony's having a nightmare. She looks closer at the door and instantly recognizes it. That's the human's door. Filled with curiosity, Nightmare uses magic to check on Luna's attention and finds that she's still busy with various things.
Good. I can walk freely.
Nightmare exits her room and walks over to Anon's door. She should be able to maintain her form here for a few minutes before being forced back to the void. She has to admit that this fog is rather thick, must be a strong nightmare.
What is it that you fear?
Nightmare asks with a smirk as she touches her hoof to the door. In a split second, Nightmare tears her hoof off of the door, panting heavily. Her eyes are wide, and her heart is racing a mile a minute. She backs a few steps away from the door before she comes to her senses. She takes a deep breath to calm herself and leers at the door. She has a sneer on her face as she walks back up to the door and places her hoof on it once more.
I'm only repaying a debt,
she says to herself as she tears the fog from his door, clearing the nightmare with ease.
We're even now.
With that said, she can feel the tug of the void. So without pause, she walks back to her room to finally rest. What the fuck just happened? Shit, whatever it is, the morning is gonna be one hectic time. Now, let's get on to our lovely donators. Top donators are 630, TacoCat598, Only One Thing, Saru Ryan, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, Stu X, Sword Brother, Mordred, Omicron Lyrae, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Riot Soul, Badass Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancellor Crust, BigSmoke369, Bobcat GJF, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.